The psalm for the week is Psalm 126. And it says this: when the Lord changed Zion's circumstances for the better, it was like we had been dreaming. Our mouths were suddenly filled with laughter. Our tongues were filled with joyful shouts. It was even said at that time among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Yes, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are overjoyed. Lord, change our circumstances for the better. Like dry streams in the desert waste, let those who plant with tears reap the harvest with joyful shouts. Let those who go out crying and carrying their seed come home with joyful shouts, carrying bales of grain. This is our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. There's a band that I've really gotten into lately called Sleeping at Last. And they have a lot of really, really powerful, really, really beautiful songs. I highly recommend looking them up. Some of their albums are just like covers of different artist songs that they've done. Some are songs that they've written, and they're a really good band. So look them up later today. But they have one song in particular that is called Uneven Odds that tells the story of a child who loses both parents at a young age. And the song is written from the perspective of the child's guardian, and it tells a beautiful story. I highly recommend listening to that song. And there are two lines in the song that are particularly powerful. The first line says, "As your guardian, I was instructed well to make sense of God's love in these fires of hell." And the second line says, "You're much too young now, so write these words down. Darkness exists to make light truly count." And if you think about it, I think that these two lines in this song perfectly capture what Advent is all about. Advent is about making sense of God's love in the fires of hell. It's about confronting the darkness. It's about making light truly count. And I think that the question is, how do we do this? How do we make sense of God's love in the fires of hell? How do we make light truly count? Because darkness hurts. Darkness runs deep. Everyone's darkness is different, and darkness comes in many different forms. Obviously, there's physical darkness that inhibits our ability to see, but there's also mental darkness, like the darkness that exists in anxiety and depression. There's emotional darkness when we are blinded by feeling all of the things at once, or even by not feeling anything at all. And I think especially now, 9 months into a pandemic, there's a relational darkness and loneliness and isolation from each other. Darkness exists in the unknown, and it exists in the things that we wish we didn't know. It exists in the moments when we feel that we are in just so deep that it would honestly just be easier to swim down. Darkness can feel overwhelming, and it can feel impenetrable. But the thing about darkness is that it can be overcome. It does not have the final word. Now, that doesn't make darkness any easier to face, but there is hope in knowing that the light overcomes the darkness. And I think that we see this each week when we light our Advent candles. The light truly breaks into the darkness. And even though the darkness may seem bigger than that flicker of light, the darkness cannot overcome the light. But when darkness feels overwhelming and impenetrable, when it seems that there is no hope and no end in sight, when it seems that we are walking through the very fires of hell, how do we make sense of God's love? How do we make light truly count? I think Psalm 126 offers us an answer to this question. Psalm 126 seems to take these questions that how do we make sense of God's love and how do we make light truly count, and seems to answer them by saying, with memory. Psalm 126 invites us to remember God's love, to remember joy, to remember the things that God has done. This psalm is about both joy remembered and joy anticipated. And in both cases, this joy is the work of the Lord. And Advent is about the same thing. Advent is about our joy remembered and our joy anticipated. It is the reminder that what we remember about the past, we pray for in the present. We remember the coming of the Messiah, and we pray for Christ to come again in final victory. Advent is a season of waiting and anticipation. And more than that, it's the season of expectation. And we have this hope-filled expectation because we remember what God has done and we remember what God has promised to do. Psalm 126 invites us to use our memory. It is memory that makes light truly count, because when darkness is too overwhelming, our memory is the light. When our darkness is our anxiety and depression, our memory shines the light by reminding us that we are valued, that we are enough, and that we are deeply loved. When our darkness is that we're feeling too much or that we're not feeling anything at all, our memory shines the light by reminding us of what we have already overcome. And when our darkness is our own loneliness and isolation, our memory shines the light by reminding us that we are never truly alone. Memory gives us hope for renewal, even in the midst of the darkness, because it reminds us of what God has done before. Memory reminds us of what we are truly capable of with God's help. And through our memory, we remember what God can do because we remember what God has done. Memory allows us to make sense of God's love in the very midst of the darkness, because we remember God, how God's love has already overcome the darkness. And we remember God's promise that one day all darkness will be overcome once and for all. No matter how deep the darkness may get, it is the light that truly counts. I mentioned a song at the very beginning called Uneven Odds by Sleeping at Last, and the chorus of the song says, "Maybe your light is the seed and the darkness the dirt. In spite of the uneven odds, beauty lifts from the earth." I think Psalm 126 invites us to allow our memory to be the seed that brings forth beauty in the midst of darkness and dirt. It is our memory of the way God has overcome the fires of hell that makes sense of God's love in the midst of these fires. It is our memory of the way God has broken into our darkness and suffering that makes the flicker of light truly count. Our memory invites us to allow beauty to lift from the earth in spite of our darkness. In the season of Advent, we remember the way beauty has already burst forth out of the earth, and we anticipate with joy the beauty that is yet to come. And so we are invited to remember today. Remember who God is and what God has done. Remember the ways God has already overcome your darkness, and anticipate with joy the way that God will overcome your darkness. Until the light diminishes the darkness once and for all, may you find comfort through your memory in the flicker of light that truly counts. God of love, we thank you for the gift of memory. Thank you for the invitation to remember with joy what you have done and to anticipate with joy what you are going to do. In these unprecedented times, we are weary and discouraged, and so we ask that you may continue to encourage and strengthen us. Whether our darkness is physical or mental or emotional or relational, may we begin to see the flicker of light that stands against the darkness and that cannot be overcome by the darkness. May we make sense of your love and make light truly count now and always. We pray all of this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.